I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. When the frightened young hero of 50-50 reveals that he's got a 50-50 chance of surviving his newly diagnosed spinal cancer, his buddy responds with preposterous enthusiasm. It's not that bad. If you were a casino game, you'd have the best odds. The odds are against a movie about cancer being funny, but this semi-autobiographical comedy has lots going for it. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is 27-year-old Adam, stricken on the cusp of full adulthood. Seth Rogen as his sex-obsessed friend Kyle, and Anna Kendrick as Catherine, Adam's therapist in training. I love the audacity of the script, which was written by Will Reiser from personal experience, and I laughed in most of the right places as people in Adam's life struggle absurdly to say the right thing. But my feelings about the film, which was directed by Jonathan Levine, hover around 60-40. I wish it well, and I wish it were better. The best parts are the in-between ones, neither laugh-out-loud funny nor heart-wrenching. A silent prologue in which Adam reveals his earnest, somewhat passive nature by waiting for a "don't walk" sign on an early morning jog through Seattle's empty streets. The stirrings of Kyle's good and generous heart when it isn't outpaced by his potty mouth. The tinkly ridiculousness of the new age pap that Catherine plays as background music for her patient's relaxation exercises, or her sweet confusion about the efficacy versus the propriety of touching Adam's arm during their therapy sessions. Since 50-50 makes light and dark of nothing less than the prospect of death, it can get you when you're least expecting to be got, sometimes with nothing more than a glance at Adam's face and gaunt repose. And Kyle's effusions, which flow from his self-appointed role as Adam's life coach and one-man support group, can be just what the doctor didn't order to clear the stuffy air, cut through the surrounding solemnity, shore up Adam's spirits, and, for whatever it may be worth in the end, flip the bird to the grim reaper. Much of this stuff is extremely funny. Not just funny, but surprising, because Kyle's mind is quick enough to keep us guessing where it's taking his tongue. But the more Rogen injects the story with needed energy, the more he makes Kyle's defensive glibness seem like his own glib, self-congratulatory shtick, and the closer he comes to taking over the movie. Where 50-50 works best is in its romantic encounters between Adam, who desperately needs a special someone to hold him together, and the pitifully inexperienced Catherine, who seems the least likely of Seattle's therapists to help him. Anna Kendrick makes Catherine a shining example of transference for all concerned. There's no way for Adam not to love her as we do. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.